Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is beep time!
Who is Randy? Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stands!
Welcome, welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsky. Christina
Pajitsky. Welcome to your mom's house.
Oh boy, welcome to another episode of Behind the Jeans. Oh boy, folks, thank you so much for joining us once again. Remember, the email behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. If you want to get in touch and you're not a member and you're watching this on the replay, if you are a member and you're here right now, thank you for being here. So many folks saw some highlighted chats of people who are joining, people who are becoming members. That's always very nice to see, of course. But again, here's the email, behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. Please to be checking that out. And by the way, I do, some folks were talking about in the thing, they're like, I want to see you talk about serial killers and other things. This is people in the comments asking me to talk. This is Behind the Jeans, folks. You want to see me talk about those things? I got my own show, The Josh Potter Show. Go check that out. It's out every Wednesday, the day this happens. So make sure you go watch that. Also, if you want to see The Roach live, thejoshpotter.com, thejoshpotter.com. And here's some of the dates that you can come see The Roach live. Coming up here in April, Huntsville, Alabama, the 26th and 27th of May. We got Seattle May 3rd, Chicago, Illinois, May 17th and 18th, Washington, D.C., May 30th, Emmaus, Pennsylvania, or the Emmaus Theater in Allentown, Pennsylvania. That's happening May 31st. Tim Butterly is going to be there with me. There's some June dates as well. We got July dates, September dates. Go to the Josh Potter Show. Or excuse me, thejoshpotter.com, thejoshpotter.com, and check all of those out. And I got to apologize for last week. I don't even know if I brought it up when we got back on the air, but we had some technical difficulties last week. The technology turned on me last week, folks. It betrayed me. And since I'm here in Los Angeles, California, on a remote location, away from all the folk in Austin, you know, poor Annie has to deal with me like I'm on Mars. You know, he's like talking to me from base camp and I'm on Mars trying to figure out how to plug things in. And every day that we do this, there's a new little hiccup. So the Roach gets a little frayed when that happens. And last week, everything just bricked up and killed me. So I apologize for that. We've got it. We figured out what happened and that shouldn't happen again. So, you know, we're only a few episodes into this thing. It is live. It is happening as it's happening. So you get every little mistake as it goes. Oh boy, bricked up. Speaking of bricked up, Stanktron in here, he's pretty bricked up. Forgets his own website. Yeah, I forgot my own website. I said, you know, the Josh Potter Show instead of the Josh Potter Doc. It's a brand new website. What do you want from me? Potato? What the hell you want from me, buddy? I'm sorry. I'm only a man. I'm not a god. All right, I'm going to forget up here and there. Forrest Nutter's here. Good to see ya. Oh, boy. Hey there, Truble. Good to see you as well. Can't wait to know who the coolest guy is. That's right. Later on in the program, you know, of course, the Two Bears, One Cave, they had their March Madness. They took all these highfalutin celebrities, talked about which one would Bert fuck. And it got all the way down to Johnny Depp, if you recall. And I think I said last week on the program, if you watched it, I think Bert could fuck Johnny Depp. In real life, I think that could I think that's actually plausible as to where Bert's going in his life and where Johnny Depp's going. They could collide and dock at some point, you know? More, I should have done it more like this. I guess this is Johnny Depp's penis going into Bert as he's ascending, Johnny Depp descending. If you want it to be the other way around, it'd be like Bert would dock on him this way. All right? What's up there? What is this? Jeep and Reef. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We had some highlighted ones up here. Let's see what these are. Oh, we got a member here for 16 months. Well, hell, just this past month, brand new show for you right here behind the jeans. We also had this member, 5 months membership for Sasquatch Poacher. I want to see a pod with Potter and Pauly Shore. We'll check out the Josh Potter show. We might get Pauly Shore on there at some point down the road. All right, folks. Well, lots to get into today. And I did mention the, I thought Bert would be the bottom. All right. My bad. So, I mean, I did make Bert the bottom, but Johnny Depp was kind of on top coming into him, you see. So it's all relative. Still time to make it into the Cool Guy Club list. This shit's live. That Jude Mingo, it sure is time. Plenty of time to be involved. Another member, this one member, Jude Mingo, 42 months. Ayo. God bless you. All right, all right. Bert's got bottom energy. I did make him the butt. Don't worry, little Bowner. Don't worry. So we'll get to the March Madness bracket with our cool guys a little bit later on in the program. I did have a difficult time seeding these things, and I think Cougar. Hey, Cougar's here. Let's talk to him for a second. Cougar, you have your bracket that you can fill out, right? So I'll, once we get to that a little later on in the program, I'll pull you up like this, and you can fill out the bracket as we go. How's sure. that sound? All right,
absolutely.
All right, good, good, good. And you can send me that link, right? That
of
HQ
course
thing.
I can.
All yeah. right, thank you. All right, put that in the old sheet there, and then later on we'll get into that. Should be smooth and flawless, I'm sure, on my end.
Copy that, Maverick.
All right. But I did, you know what was so funny about everything with all my tech issues that I had last week, and I've been having nightmares about them, frankly. Been having anxiety dreams about the tech to the point where today was just a nightmare. But the one thing that it made me feel good was I saw any post this video yesterday. Oops, wrong one. Josh, this one. Booyah. Annie posted this video yesterday. And Annie's never been this... I can't believe Annie's never been this frustrated with me when he's dealing with me in tech. Let's just give a watch to this. Listen, because evidently this has been happening with a lot of you out there. You guys are emailing the show being like, am I supposed to be a guest? Here, let's watch it.
You want to talk about these scams, Annie?
Scams? Oh my, the fucking, yo. So apparently someone's using our name and email or whatever and sending out opportunities to be on the show, and they're like, we'll pay you $5,000, just click this link. Are you 95? Does that not sound like a scam to you? If they said they're a Nigerian prince, you gonna send them fucking $5,000 in the mail? No. No. Because you're smart. Because you know the internet. Check this shit out. Hello, John. John, I'm looking at you. This is, I got sent this. Any. Oh, I'm getting a message. I think it might be scams or hacks or something. You want to fucking check your database? No, nigga, it's just a Gmail. I hope this invitation finds you well. My name is Jack Dorsey. You know who Jack Dorsey is? That's the former CEO of Twitter. Not fucking affiliated with YMH Studios. I'm pretty sure there'd be a press release. And I'm reaching out to you on behalf of YMH Studio. Nigga, read. It's sentence one. There's a typo. You think if there was something so important that the former CEO of Twitter and YMH are collaborating, come together to email you this insane opportunity that for some reason didn't need a phone call first. Just don't be stupid. You know what I'm saying? That's how you fucking protect yourself against scams and phishing. Nigga, don't be stupid. Don't click links. That's probably number one, actually. If you really want some real advice, just don't click links. YMH Studio. I got shit to do, man. I don't have time for this fucking PSA bullshit, man.
Wow-wee. Annie has never gotten that mad at me about stuff. Hold on. I don't know what's going on here. Got double action. Apologies. Apologies for that. That was my fault. I got double action there. But Annie's never been that mad at me before for my technological mishaps. He's never had that tone with me, and I can't believe it. I can't believe I haven't made him that angry. Is he here? Annie, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. And yes, I have been mad at you, nigga. I just don't fucking... I'm not gonna be mean about it. My nigga, it took you fucking 2 hours to get a cable. Man, I was so mad at you, but I was cool with it, man. I ain't gonna make you feel bad, you know what I'm saying? I was definitely mad at your ass.
Today, I come out here, I'm like, Annie, my camera's black.
This motherfucker... I'm like, Is it like the first? I'm started thinking about like complicated things that could be going wrong. I'm like, wait a minute, it's fucking Palm. Like, did you plug it in? Is it on? Look at the screen. Does it? Do you see?
I know. I'm on Mars.
I'm like, I don't know with you, man.
Oh, it's just.
I like how, and...
Ooh, go ahead. Oh, we lost them. He muted himself. He got so mad he muted himself.
I didn't mute myself. You fucking did that shit. What the hell? How'd you do that?
I did not. I promise.
You pushed a key or something. But nah, but behind the jeans,
yeah.
Fucking,
there should be a show about, like, about us getting this show going.
Yeah, because you fucking, you were like, yeah, so we figured out the technical difficulty. There were no technical difficulties, man. You didn't plug your laptop in. That's the technical difficulty.
That I know. I really cloaked it, and I'm like, you see, the technology betrayed me. But really what happened was I had my laptop here plugged, I thought plugged in, and it's sitting in the wall, and it's not all the way in. And then all of a sudden it just died, and I was like, oh, no.
Bruh. We were trying to think of so many things. I'm like, I don't understand why it would be lagging. Maybe it's the Ethernet. You should probably plug it in. We'll do a little fucking network search and all this. It's like, oh, you know what? I found it. I forgot to plug it in. I'm like, oh, man. Yo, I can't be.
Look at this. As hell, Potter, but Stingtron says, you. Blow the cartridge.
Blow the cartridge.
Lauren says, I wish I was the cartridge. Ooh la la.
I was talking about that today. Ain't it crazy that we all knew to do that to cartridges back in the day?
Yeah, because they would get dusty. That's when things were simple. Now it's like, I got to plug the... Today, Annie and I spent 15 minutes trying to figure out which USB port would allow for the fucking... I mean, come on. Blow me, says Barlandi Robertson. All right, Annie. Well, thank you very much for your help. And I'm sorry that all these... phishing scams are coming your way. You guys should just pick up on one and have them on and blow their minds.
That'd be
just have
crazy.
Some
actually,
random person come in.
Hell yeah.
Have some person in and be like, hey, so you fell for it, but hey, it worked out for you, you know? Reward them.
So when did you become stupid?
Yeah.
What went wrong?
I thought you were literally just asking me. I was gonna say around the year around 2005 or so.
Get me off this mic, man.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Annie. Thank you very much.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And, we've got lots to get to in terms of clips from this week. Oh, boy, I was on Danny Brown this week, and we talked about Vince McMahon, and I thought this was a fun conversation because I did not go into Danny Brown expecting to discuss Vince McMahon. Here he is.
Kid for sure. I only asked that because I've been fucking going down this Vince McMahon rabbit hole,
dude.
It's fucking gnarly.
Oh my god, the Attitude Era was crazy.
No, I'm talking about
how he said
his,
all the slurs.
His sexual
oh, you're talking about
shit.
The new things, yeah where he's like John Laurinaitis.
Dog, did you see the text messages? That shit is fucking bizarre.
I haven't
man.
Seen the text messages.
Oh, you
I just
have
know
to
that
see
he,
this shit.
Basically, the anecdote I heard was he had a girl keep blowing John Laurinaitis after. Shitting onto her head.
You have to read these text messages after this other way. He's
Let's,
a fucking
Oh, yeah,
deviant,
I would love
man.
To read him like
He's
Vince
like, I
want to
see you take five black cocks. I could just every
five
every time. Every time I read it, I got to hear it in his voice, too. Yeah. He took a shit on her head.
I know. And then he goes, now you'll keep having oral sex with John Laurinaitis.
Doug. The texts are deranged.
That's what I wanted to. I don't think Danny was very focused on the text messages. I don't think he understood. John Laurinaitis was like one of Vince's guys, And Vince used to be like, you know, one of the major stories to come out of that is that whilst Vince was telling a girl to blow his buddy, actually a good friend move there, he decided then, he goes, now I'm going to shit on your head. And then he did it. He shit on her head while she can. And then he was like, continue to blow John Laurinaitis. And if I'm John Laurinaitis, I would have been like, hey, man, thank you for the blowjob. I appreciate that. But the shit part on her head, I mean, you didn't have to do that. You're kind of fucking up my boner now, you know?
Yeah. John Laurinaitis, can you imagine being in that guy's position?
Oh, I did explain
it.
He's
like, hey, Vince, I appreciate you getting me some head here, but could you not shit on her head while you're doing it? I mean, that kind of ruins my boner.
Emojis, I said the same thing. Man. Look at that. Like, I didn't even realize
nasty.
It.
I can't see it. I wish I could
read it. I wish I could read it.
Duh.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't see this at the time.
You just can't get enough, can you? Can you? And the future is going to be, it's going to be so bad.
Oh my God,
and you'll
so
demand
long,
to be fucked
dude.
Twice a day.
What? Does it have a date on there, like 2021?
Hey, that's just what it looked like, Blake, today in a three-way. Why not let others see the beautiful, voluptuous body and watch you shake uncontrollably when you squirt emoji?
When you squirt, you're going to squirt.
You ever see that thing with the old documentary where the guy, what was
look,
it called?
Here you go. You need your panties ripped off in three black dicks and all three holes at the same time. Way up your pussy and way up your ass. Far as they will even go further. And the thickest cock goes down your throat. It'll make you gag and convulse as those big black cocks pound away. It feels like the start of you being assaulted. It's going to make you squirt nonstop.
You're going to squirt.
Just one continuous, constant orgasm, and you'll just before you pass out, those big black dicks squirt their loads of cum inside you.
Big black dicks.
As you lay on your stomach, the dick squirt coming out of all your holes. I'll turn you over and jack off all over you.
All
He's a
over
fucking
you.
Degenerate.
I'm a cock. I'm a huge cock.
Man is a nasty motherfucker, man.
He's gonna, you're gonna squirt. You're gonna squirt all over.
Oh, another one. Now he's really bricked up, this guy. Lauren's really bricked up. So bricked up right now. That's because all the Vince McMahon texts. That would get anybody horny. Mr. Clavicles, Vince is so horny, he needs the smell of shit to come. Maybe baby, but I would check with John Laurinaitis on that one before I were to do it. I guess if it were, you know, if I said to John Laurinaitis beforehand, hey, by the way, the smell of shit is what really puts me over the edge, we'd probably come to that sort of bargain. You know what I mean? He'd understand at that point. But I think it would need to be something for a pre-talk at the very least. Catherine, welcome to the program. How are you? She says, clip that soundbite for YMH. Which one? Me going, he's gonna squirt. I mean, that's my fate. That's how I picture it completely. Danny is the best there, Chad. I agree, buddy. DJ Jones coming up in May. Welcome to the chat, my friend. Thank you for joining us. Good to have you here. Oh, look at this. Potato and Allie Roos here. All right, look at that. Yup. I don't know what she's saying yup to, but I'm glad that she is here, my friends. Elsewhere in your mom's house lore, this is something I missed last week, and I meant to bring it up. And I, you know, with all the tech issues, aka me, you know, having problems with my power cord, I didn't get to this part, but I wanted to, and so let's get it. This is from last week's episode of Your Mom's House.
U.S. president.
Oh, shit. I fail.
He succeeded James Madison.
I don't know, dude. Marilyn Monroe?
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. That wasn't a good guess, Tom. But did you watch the Jeopardy portion? How many did you get right? That's what I was curious about. How many folks at home are smarter than are your mom's house hosts at the end of the day? There was like there was a couple that I got right, if I recall. I'll go through it with you as we do. But I was curious. How many did you get right? I was actually very impressed with Christina during this.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson's
James wrote, Carter, the party Timis. Starter. Timis Jefferson.
James okay. Carter, the party
starter. Carter, the Bible.
Ah, fuck.
Oh,
in Genesis chapter 4, the Lord set Mark upon this brother, lest any finding him should kill him. I don't know.
What are
Luke? Who is Luke?
In Genesis chapter 4, the Lord set Mark upon him, the brother, lest... Cain. Who is Cain?
Okay, well, you meant write that down.
All right. Cain's brother was Abel.
Okay, traditionally, and he got black that one right. Russian pairs with this liquor. Oh,
vodka. What is vodka? I know that.
You know that.
Potatoes, vodka. I know this one. Okay, five syllable words.
Oh, it's xenophobia.
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 What is xenophobia? You didn't do it in the form of a fucking question.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a big problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That alone farts.
This armless statue was discovered in pieces on Mail.
What is that shit that's in Italy? That fucking shit.
What is that shit in Italy?
No. What is David?
Venus?
No. But Venus. Do Venus de Milo.
Okay.
Venus de Milo.
Oh, fuck me.
Weights and measures. 4 pounds equals this.
What's 12 times 4? 48. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I say 48. Wait. 4 pounds equals how
much? I said I was impressed with Christina during this part, but I promise you, I'll bring it all around, even though she's blowing it right now.
No. How many ounces? 60. Wait. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Novels.
This is the other one. It's all Edward Rochester catches the eye of this title heroine.
Fuck on. I mean, who is?
Who's the woman?
Jane Eyre? I don't fucking know.
That's not how you don't play the game like that.
Frankenstein.
You don't say
Mary
that.
Mary Shelley.
You don't say I don't fucking know.
Four letter words. That's our lane.
It can mean 500 sheets of paper in the plural.
Reams?
It just signifies a lot of stuff.
Ream. What is a ream?
Okay.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, good job.
Oh, physics.
Okay. It's what M stands for in the equation.
Mass.
F equals MA.
I don't know. I think mass.
Potato.
Okay. Food and drink. The expensive golden spice is a key ingredient of paella.
Oh, what is saffron?
Saffron.
Here's where she starts cooking. Here we go.
What is saffron?
What is the form of a question, Josh? Right,
that tells us to not use it in the form of a question.
Okay.
Yeah,
19th
we've been doing it wrong.
She was crowned on June 28th.
Oh, 19th.
You should know this.
Well, I know. Well, hold on. It's before. Is it Victoria?
Sure. Victoria.
Queen Victoria.
Parts of speech.
Oh, shit.
By, of, and outside are examples of this part of speech.
All I know is a participle dangling.
Know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I say participle.
Participle, adverb, adjective.
I don't know. I'm stupid.
Sports leagues.
Oh, that's yours, Tom.
The Atlanta Dream and Los Angeles Sparks. The WNBA. See, that's what I do when I change the channel. Her novel, The Bell Jar.
Oh, Sylvia Plath.
Okay.
Actually,
how do you spell Plath? You know?
Plath.
Okay. Pop stars. Maybe we know this one. In 2020, she released the album Folklore, followed up just 5 months later with Evermore.
Taylor Swift?
Sure.
Taylor Swift. Lana Del Rey?
Let's go Taylor Swift.
It's
Shakespeare.
Not Taylor.
Don't know this either.
Okay, I might know this.
The prince has the most lines of any character in a single play by Shakespeare.
This prince. Prince? Hamlet?
Yeah. Prince Hamlet?
I don't know.
Okay.
King Lear?
Okay. Science. It's the most plentiful element in Earth's atmosphere.
Oxygen?
No. Wouldn't it be carbon dioxide?
Carbon-based. That's what they say, carbon-based things. That's what we are.
Lovestruck Camino makes use of this pedal instrument in a...
Owen Hembry. I had to read that one. Tom wrote a book, but doesn't know a preposition. I mean, that's a funny thing. I don't know. I mean, do we need to know all the words, all the things to write a book? I don't know.
Mozart opera. His title instrument.
Moonstruck. Cello. Othello.
Sure.
Fuck if I know. This is stupid.
All right, how many fucking...
I know, I'm over it.
Songs
we're
from this musical include When Velma Takes the Stand and Cell Block Tango.
All right, we failed. Look, is there any way to get through
this? What is it, the thing?
Songs from the musical.
Cell Block Tango. The Grease? Would that be...
No.
Just leave it like that.
Wait, we're done. This is enough.
Lakes.
It's 30 questions.
It's the westernmost of North America's Great Lakes.
Lake Ontario?
There you go.
Lake Michigan?
Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Psychology.
I was
short
in therapy.
Winter days can trigger this disorder.
Higher than mine.
Sad
I'll tell
disorder.
You that, RJ.
Yeah. Abbreviated SAD. That is
seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
Nice.
I actually know something.
Yes.
Got it.
God.
Change the channel.
I know that because it's cat.
It's such a cat.
I wanted to get to
much
the one
Mexico's
I wanted.
Made up
I
of
got
a
right.
System bearing this motherly name, the Sierra Madre.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Good, good.
I don't know.
Good.
I'm just guessing things.
I don't know.
Authors. We're almost there, guys. leaving a small but beloved body of work. She died in Monroeville, Alabama.
Who the fuck knows this?
She died in...
leaving a small
body. Maya Angelou? Was that a small body?
Maybe, no. She was pretty big.
Well, I know, but she left...
A small...
I don't think
small,
she...
I don't
whatever.
God,
U.S. government. This term refers to a member of the president's cabinet selected to not attend the State of the Union speech in case of catastrophe.
Secretary of Defense?
No, it's a term, though. We're looking for a term that refers
I don't
to...
know.
The
runner-up?
The oh shit guy. I don't know. Medical milestones.
Oh, Jesus, my hands
in
are sweating.
In 1987, AZT...
AIDS.
AIDS, yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Turn it off, turn it off.
It's the only U.S. state that touches both Nevada and Canada. That would be...
Canada.
Is it Montana? Montana?
Wyoming? Maybe.
Maybe Montana?
Yeah.
Just leave it.
Yeah, sure.
World leaders, we're almost there. Serving from 69, she was Israel's first female prime minister. Oh.
Oh, Netanyahu?
No, what's her fucking name? I know her name. Or something Goldie?
Shit.
Goldie? Goldie.
Damn it.
I.E.
It's a time crunch that makes me nervous. Poetry.
In a poem by Maya Angelou,
hey.
Oh shit, these two words proceed, sings with a fearful trill and sings of freedom.
Your mother? Your pussy
Sweet
hole?
Little birdie. Bird. Something
your,
with a
your
bird.
Pussy bird.
Okay.
My snatch. Oh, fuck. 3 G's. This is exhausting.
A flock of geese.
Gays. I don't know. A flock of geese. Isn't it a flock of geese?
A gaggle.
A flock of geese?
Gaggle.
A gaggle. Yeah.
Classic films. In this classic, Rick Still has feelings for Isla, even though she's married to Victor Laszlo.
And I'm to them.
Casablanca. This is the only one I knew. How gay am I? It's the only one I knew. I'm like, Casablanca. I said it right out of the gate.
No?
I don't know.
I don't
they
watch
don't
classic.
Have any fucking
Streetcar
idea.
Named Desire.
I'm an
Put
idiot.
That.
Streetcar Named Desire, please.
No, no. Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind.
Gone with, no, you still got
you
it wrong.
Have you ever seen either of those films?
All right.
Okay. Who is Thomas Jefferson?
It would sort of been James Monroe. Okay.
Thomas Jefferson.
I said Marilyn Monroe.
You said Kane, or somebody said Kane.
I did.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was Kane. You were right.
Those are
the
only
Bible.
Famous brothers. Okay, hey, one for CP.
Here's what we discover. Christina gets more right than we think she does. We heard that nonsense throughout the whole segment, and we're like, wow, Christina sounds like a real dum-dum. But she actually gets a whole bunch of them right. And it makes me wonder, you know, she's always saying how autistic she is. I think it was on full display in this thing.
Okay, nice job.
I thought it was Cain and Abel. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Vodka.
I got it. That's two for CP.
Xenophobia. Got
that. You got that one.
We wrote Wittes Venus. It is Wittes Venus the Milo.
Venus, we did it.
Shit, it's 64. I said 60.
Close enough.
Jane Eyre.
You guys killed
Jane Eyre. I got Jane Eyre.
Yeah.
Jane Eyre. You got Ream.
I got Jane Eyre. That's
Ream.
The only thing I know.
Ream.
I got Ream.
Wow. Mass is correct.
I got
Saffron.
That.
Saffron, correct.
You guys are doing good.
Victoria is correct.
Wow. Sorry, I'm so excited. I know Jeopardy.
Yes. What is a preposition?
Okay,
yes.
I got that one.
Yes.
WMA.
Wait,
WMBA.
Did I get the preposition right?
Yes. No, no, no.
No.
You go WMBA Plath. Is correct. Sylvia Plath is correct. Taylor Swift is correct. Hamlet's correct.
What?
Nitrogen is the element. The magic flute. And guess what?
That's Cox.
I was going to say flute. And I was like, that says joke. That's and then gay. You said cello. And it was, all right.
Wow.
Chicago, not Greece. Fine.
Hey, we did good.
Lake Superior.
Mom.
Seasonal affective disorder, correct. Sierra Madre, correct.
Yeah, good job, Jeans.
Harper Lee.
Forgot that one. I remember. To Kill a Mockingbird, isn't
oh,
that?
Designated no. Survivor is the term. Definitely got AIDS, correct.
Idaho
is the planet. Gold. I said Goldie.
Ooh.
It's Golden Mare. Yeah. I said Pussy Bird, and it's Cage Bird.
Close enough. That one's close.
Gaggle. Correct.
You did that.
And
Casablanca.
I knew it.
Casablanca.
We did pretty
Team
good.
Team Jeans
you guys
can actually
great.
Do this. Yeah.
That was not
that was awesome.
Bad.
Dude,
they're so happy with themselves. I love it. Congratulations, guys. And like I said, I think we got to see the full display of Christina's autism there. She got them all right, and she was very proud of herself. I was proud of her, too. She is pumped indeed. Stanktron. You got it right. You got it right, my friend. How many would you have gotten right out there? Let me know. I mean, there's a few of those I didn't fucking know. I knew some of the answers were wrong. Let's just put it that way. But I didn't know some of the actual answers. Well, now, a new segment I want to bring to the forefront is from Inside the Vault. Going back into classic clips. A person in the comments
they brought this up, and this is the, you know, I'll read the comments here from here and there, you know, hate from Montana, hate from all over the world or whatever. I'll read those. And on one of them, they had a really actually a great idea. It wasn't presented in a way that was pleasant or nice. It was like, Josh, no one wants to see what happened yesterday. People want to see classic Your Mom's House stuff. I said, hey, that's not a bad idea, you know. Why don't we add that to the repertoire, if you will. So, without further ado, brand new segment. Let's get into the vault. And Cougar, I want you to give me some background on this guy, if you may, because we had an email regarding it, right? Am I wrong?
No, you're right. We were emailed from a fan. I believe I have it there.
Yes, I will pull it up right now. Oh boy!
And I guess go ahead.
Oh no, go. You go ahead. I'm pulling up the email.
So yeah, he was inspired by the ICP Supercut that we played a week ago or so. And he was asking us about an old clip where a gentleman says the line, I got a 2001 Chevrolet Suburban, you know what I'm saying?
All right, let me read this email here. It's from Steve Jonker. He sent it in to behindthejeansshow@gmail.com, behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. Hey, Jeans, on the last episode of Your Mom's House, Tommy Buns and Christine brought back the You Know What I'm Saying sound drops playing the ICP Supercut. They played one sound drop in particular that me and my Jeans crew constantly quote to this day. I got a 2001 Chevrolet Suburban, You Know What I'm Saying. To this day, we have scoured the internet looking for the original clip and have had no luck unearthing it. We are hoping you and the team at Your Mom's House are able to resurrect the original clip from the ether. Best we could come up with is episode 332, and all that was played was the soundboard drop of the 2001 Chevrolet Suburban quote, please, Your Mom's House crew, help make this Jeans cruise day. Piss on me. Beat me. Keep them high and tight. Steve Bonker and Juanito DiCaprio. So Steve Bonker, my bad. I said his name wrong. But we do have the sound of it, but we don't have the video. Is that correct? You're still searching for the original video.
That is correct. We searched high and low in all of the files, all the folders, all the old stuff that we've got around here. We couldn't find the actual clip, but yeah, we got the audio.
Yeah, and so we'll play the audio. Now, if you're out there, folks, and you know where the original clip is, episode 332, that's when Tom and Christina were still like at their house. So that is back in the day, if you will. So who knows if they even have records of this thing. If you know how to find the original clip out there, if you can figure it out, please to be sending it in. BehindTheGeneShow@gmail.com. There it is again, BehindTheGeneShow@gmail.com. But we have the sound clip right here.
I got a 2001 Chevrolet Suburban, you know what I'm saying? Putting on for the city. Took me about 6 months to put it together. I had it like this like 2 years now, you know what I'm saying? DJ Cool, y'all know me, you know what I'm saying? Chuck Town representative. That's how we doing it, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down, Who's Your Daddy, Call Bike Show, you know what I'm saying? June 2010, let's get it. I got them dubs, you know what I'm saying? It's called Swags, you know what I'm saying? 28, you know what I'm saying? That's how we getting it in, you know what I'm saying? We spun them all day, that's how we ride down there, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get it in.
There you have it, folks. That one requests Steve Bonker and his Jeans crew. Now, another thing behind the Jeans that I wanted to bring up, and this is sort of something that I wanted to give myself a bit of a redemption, or at least like bring it up. I brought it up on a forthcoming episode of Not Today, Pal, already, right? Yeah, that came out, yeah?
Not this week.
Oh, my bad. Okay, well, I'm going to be on it. And I mentioned on the show, and I've mentioned it on podcasts a few times over the course of the last few years. The video, the one piece of content that I have created that I don't regret it, but I am embarrassed by it. I hate it to this day, was when we did the tour of my apartment. That was like a mental shambles I was in. And people don't understand. They seemingly don't get the fact that I was literally at the end of my rope, about to be at the end of another one, perhaps. That's how bad things got. And that's why things were that way throughout the pandemic. And I don't live like that all of the time. But here, I'm going to relive it. I have not watched this. ever. So let's relive it for a second, because I'm gonna have trauma reliving it, but let's try. Let's just skip through it a little bit here.
Oh, hello there.
There's me, my old place.
Welcome to my home. Come on in. Here.
So you can see the living room's fine.
Now let's go into my room where quarantine depression mixed with my general sensibilities have combined for this mess. Here we go. I'll give you a little tour. Over here we have my bed. This is where I do my sex work. There's my television. This is how I watch television. If a lady were to come over, we just remove the television. Over here you can see a pile of clothing, some clean, some dirty. Underneath this pile there's a suitcase. Oh, my social security card is on here too. So some important things. This is where I keep my important things mixed with some garbage. Not important.
Oh, I want to die watching it again. There's like bags of drugs up there.
I'm sure it was a bag of Xanax. This is what I like to call the danger zone, by the way, over here. This is where quarantine really took its toll. The real disaster, and that is the bathroom. A sink that has just an endless amount of beard trimmings. Disaster zone to the max. This is terrible. Hopefully, it's not too painful.
So yeah, that was awful. They got, you know, it got cleaned or what have you. But I wanted to point out that I don't live that way anymore. So I thought, what the hell? I'll give you a tour right here on Behind the Jeans of my apartment right now. And how am I going to do that? And he's freaking out right now, probably shitting his pants. How the hell is that going to happen? But we'll do it here. Don't worry. Watch this. All right. Let's go for a little walk. All right, here we are. We're in the studio. You can see it here. This is the studio. We're going to leave the studio now, and we're going to go and check out the rest of the place. Brand new apartment. Here we are. Look at this. All right. So not messy. It's the living room. It's not clean either. This is not like, I didn't like prepare for this in any shape or form. You know, we got a little mess right here. Got a little mess over here, but nothing like that you would be alarmed at and be like, Josh is, you know, in bad shape. Now you're probably wondering I'll show you the fucking kitchen. Again, my dining room table is not for dining, it's for collecting things. Not too bad. Look at the stove. Clean. Sink. Look at, I cleaned the sink though today. I cleaned the sink. I'm not gonna lie. I have to be honest with you. You know? Let's go. Now for the thing that everyone's wondering about. The bathroom. Ta-da! See, I didn't even clean it today. We've got some, you know, a little beard trimming in there. That's not that, you know, out of hand. I didn't clean the tub or anything today, but so I didn't prepare for you. That's all I'm saying. But I don't live, I'm just wanting to make a point. I don't live like that all the time. Little Tosh.0 type of redemption here for me, I would like to think, you know? So I hope that puts to bed. I should have made that tour a little longer because I'm out of breath now and I got to sit back down and get back onto the main camera. Let's do it. How was that, huh? Look at that for a fucking technology, huh? God damn. I did it. How was that, Annie? Did you like that? Were you shitting your pants? He's not there anymore.
There we go. I'm here. Yeah, great work, bro.
How scared were you going into that?
I'm high. I'm doing just fine, man.
You're. I like that Annie gets high on this show just to see if everything's okay. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. He's here auditing to make sure the technology goes as planned, but he just gets high.
I get shit in my sleep, man. Love you, Doug.
Well, that, my friend, was behind the Jeans new segment from Inside the Vault. Plug your laptop back to the power. Thank you.
Please, thank you for always remind me of that, folks. Thank you, Eric, for reminding me. What did we think of the apartment? I'm trying to read some comments here. You did it. All right. How much for on Airbnb? Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. We'll have to get it going pretty soon. Airbnb. I don't know. You can come sleep here in the studio. Stove looks unused. It's definitely used, RJ. I promise you. There was a little stump, something, something on that back burner. Potter falls into the mode again. That wasn't on your mom's house, but that happened in real life and have not fallen into a moat in any capacity. Zachary wants to know, how old is my stove? Well, I have no idea. I moved in here and it was there when I got here, and I didn't seem to, I didn't really give a shit either way. It's not like we're, you know, this isn't the Bear over here when I'm making dinner. That's for sure. Much improvement. Thank you, Heather. I appreciate it. I want to shit where you shit. That's what I should make the Airbnb experience. Hey, do you want to shit where the road shits? Well, come on by. The closet where the mess at. Yeah, no, the closet has a mess in it for sure. I mean, I think we walked by there for a second. There's a lot of wires in there and stuff. A lot of stuff. I really like the bathroom, says Mr. Clavicles. Thank you. I appreciate it a great deal. Well, on first date with Miss Lauren Compton was a gentleman who, if you're a fan of the barstool world, it was like worlds were colliding. Blind Mike on the program. You might know him from the Kirk Minahan show, and he's got his own YouTube show called The Blind Mike Project. And I thought this was interesting when Lauren had him on, because I've been on the program. You know, I've been on first date. But let's see what this has to entail here.
What does your house look like?
How would I know? I don't know. What do you mean? Just just roasting me now?
No!
What does this room look like? I don't know, Lauren.
Well, I mean, oh my goodness. Well, if you're walking through your house, you probably don't want like a lot of furniture, do you? Or have you like memorized where all your shit is?
Yeah, I guess you just kind of memorize where everything is. Like if I were to come into this room 4 or 5 more times, I could probably do it pretty easily.
Yeah.
So yeah, I see what you're saying. What's the blueprint? It's my girlfriend sometimes sets up like hurdles and things for me to jump over. You know, puts a laundry basket on the stairs,
oh
things like that.
Oh my God, that'd be so fucked up if that was how y'all fought. She just put things in your way and was like, yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah, leaves the toaster oven on, sees if I touch it, things like that.
Oh my goodness. That's so nuts. What's your guilty pleasure?
Lauren was acting like this is the first blind guy she's ever had on the program. I was on there, but I'm not quite as blind as Blind Mike. I mean, watching this episode was difficult for your boy because, you know, it's kind of like I'm seeing my future a little bit here. But at the end of the day, what's so funny, I noticed, you know, he's got the sunglasses on or what have you. If I wore sunglasses, would anyone know that I was blind? I get around pretty good. You just saw me maneuver through my own apartment. You know, I'm doing this on alone. I'm plugging shit in on my own, you know. If I had sunglasses, would anyone know I was blind? It made me think. I'm going to have to talk to Blind Mike about, you know, how I'm going to go about my life. He somehow managed to find a girlfriend who's going to drag him. I would love that. I don't need a seeing eye dog. I want a seeing eye girl. So if you know anyone out there, please let me know. I would love to hear about it. But what do you say to wrap up the program? Because we need to get deep into it, friends. Let us get into our Cool Guy March Madness bracket. Now, I don't recall who had the idea last week on the show, but it was a fantastic idea. And I wanted to go through with it. So here it is. Here's the seating. And someone suggested that the seating wasn't up to snuff. And I took a gander at it. It looks pretty good to me. RPC being number one. He's number one in my heart. And the number one seed, I think, of the cool guys. He's the first one we made contact with. And we made quite detailed contact with him. Perhaps that's a segment for the vault coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Getting into our Robert Paul Champagne documentary. But in the first bracket, in the first round, and I'd love to hear the chat and see the chat and what they think, who wins this one? You got RPC and you've got the I'm a fucking Jew guy. I had to get real close to read that one. Jesus Lord. who is winning that one. I think I know the answer, but the I'm a fucking Jew guy, that guy, sure, he had a great quote that we all remember to the point where that has become his name. But he had so many wonderful videos. He was a real sleeper, in my opinion. But I think having him seated here is appropriate because it's one of those ones where people go, oh, yeah, the you fucking Jew guy. I forgot all about him. But, yes, Eric RPC. We got RPC vote here from Eric. RPC OBS, it says here from Sean OB. Lauren's got RPC for the win. RPC from Kyle C. Little Bowner's got RPC. All right, so RPC is moving on. Mark that cougar, all right?
Done.
I'll put you back on. Boom, gotcha.
Gotcha.
All right, continuing on. We go down to the 9 versus 8 seed. The King is the 8 seed. Benadryl Guy, the 9 seed. I thought that was interesting that the Benadryl Guy, because he's kind of a classic gem, I thought it was interesting that he, in fact, was seeded lower. You know, let's hear, if you forget who the Benadryl guy is, how could you forget? But let's see if we can throw him in here. I am going to attempt to do this. Oh, boy.
True weed alone can get you really hornier than normal, but Benadryl, take about 10, 12 Benadryl before you want to have your sexual fun with your partner or whatever you do or masturbate. All right.
There he is. If you forgot about him, there he is. He's the 9 seed. He's the 9 seed, and the King is the 8 seed. Of course, we know all about the King. You know, every day is no bra day. And we especially preach that here on this program, Behind the Jeans. So I hope you don't have your bras on. But the King versus the Benadryl guy. Who do you got? Please to be voting in the chat. I'm going to go in there right now. Let's see what we got initially for the votes. Oh, we got, look at, I like how he said, oh, wait, no, cancel. Oops, sorry about that. I like how it says here, you need clips. Never mind, thank you, Sanctron. You saw that I was doing it.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Much closer competition here.
The King is winning. Yes, have you noticed, the chat kind of froze for me for a second, so what have you noticed? Who's in the lead? We got the King all over the place here. The King might have the Cinderella story, upset.
Yeah, we've got a lot of Kings. I've been seeing Benadryls, but a lot more Kings, it looks like.
Interesting. So I think the King is going to be the winner. I'm going to dub the King the winner then. Doesn't seem like many are picking the Benadryl man.
Going for the King.
So we're going to go with the King, yes. I'm going to put myself big screen here so I can see this better. Next up, we got Fed Smoker versus the old sissy of Fremont Street. This could be another. Now, Fed Smoker, obviously a runaway favorite. The fact that Fed Smoker is seated at the 5 seat is a little crazy for me. You know what I mean? I thought Fed Smoker would be like seated number 2. I thought he'd be at the other end of the bracket. But he's taking the sissy of Fremont Street. And if you need to see the sissy of Fremont Street, we got him here too. I've got him. Oopsies, that's not good. I don't know why that happened. Sissy of Fremont Street, folks. Let's pull his ass up here. Booyah, Josh, look at you. Should probably play it now. Where the hell did it go? Josh. Stupid fucking idiot. It's not sharing. You know what, man? Sometimes, Cougar, I say, the fuck is it? Jesus Christ. There we go.
White lady that's tattooed and dominant. And be willing to put me in a dress and beat the shit out of me. Call me. I'm the sissy of Fremont Street.
There he is, the sissy of Fremont Street. In case you miss it, I had to play him because guess what? He's probably not going to make it through the next round. I mean, you know, Fed Smoker's got this thing locked up, I'd say. Isn't that right, Chad? Or isn't that right, Cougar? I don't know why I called you Chad.
Oh, you're good. It looks like Fed Smoker is the clear favorite there.
All right, move him along. Then we've got
Oh boy, Tony Johns and Charles from Match. Hey, it's me, Charles. This one I think could be tough. I think Tony Johns is my favorite out of the two, but Charles from Match was, you know, he was a guy that ended up coming on the program, redeeming himself a lot of ways, and I wonder if he got any pussy, Charles from Match. Did we ever follow up with Charles from Match to find out, did the man get any pussy after he came on the program? I don't know, but we've got so many runaway votes for Tommy Johns here, or Tony Johns. I don't know why I want to call him Tommy Johns. Is that a surgery? Yeah, that's a surgery. That's why. DUI, baby! And he's got Tony Johns as well. I always call him Tommy Johns because of the fucking pitcher surgery. Thank you for this, Potter, says Stanktron. All right, you're welcome, buddy. We got DUI, baby. Everyone's fucking take your Ubers. Everyone's, that's a runaway. Just absolute slant, total one-sided victory for Tony Johns there. Next up, oh boy, let's see here. We've got the Sue Woo guy and Good Morning Julia. That is a matchup. Now, if this was on primetime television, it would have the nation enraptured. People would be tuning in left and right to watch this one. It's like Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark. I mean, this matchup here, definitely a slobber knocker, if you will. I don't know how this one's going to go. We got Tess Tickle says, Sue Woo. Am I even allowed to say that on the stream? Will I get us taken off any? I don't even know. Definitely Joe, though, says Potato. This one is going to be up for debate. Of course, Good Morning Julia has brought us so many memories. It's boggled the minds of many of the best guests of Your Mom's House. Bill Burr came in and got to witness Good Morning Julia. But the Sue Woo content was short-lived but exciting. I think it was thrilling to hear audiences when I'd go on the road with Tom. You know, we'd be in a giant theater. People would be yelling, Sue. It was crazy. I'm not going to yell it because there could be people out right outside the old Roach studio here that might hear that and might come in. You might see something bad happen on the show if I yell it too loud, and that's why I'm keeping myself quiet. But I think at the end of the day, despite both of them being very exciting, it seems as though Good Morning Julia will take the cake. I mean, is that what you're seeing in the chat too, Chad? Or, God, why do I keep calling you Chad Cougar? It's because Chad was writing in the chat, and every time I think of it. All right. I'm sorry.
It looks like Good Morning Julia. Yeah, I think Joe's the one.
Corey misses the fun submissions of Good Morning Julia. Is that when people, you know, remember when people were sending in their own Good Morning Julias?
Yeah, the fan versions.
Yes, indeed. Now, if you're going to do a Good Morning Julia video, I would suggest not going about it in a literal sense. We don't need the verisimilitude of the Good Morning Julia video. If you want to make your own, I'm saying, don't creep any women out. That's all I'm getting at. Next bracket. Oh boy. Let's see here. Unk Shine versus Norm Summerton. Another slobber knocker. This is tough, folks. Norm Summerton, of course, gave us tit cups. He gave us poutine. He gave us so many different things. That sweet old little piggy gave us so many things. And of course, Unk Shine, though, I mean, let me eat ya. This guy's been doling out catchphrases since fucking the dawn of time. It's a very hard choice. Now, I know which side Robert Paul Champagne would go on. He would be on the side of Norm Summerton. He would not be on the side of Unk Shine. Although, I wonder how much of a rival Norm Summerton is to Robert Paul Champagne. They have similar qualities. Maybe Robert Paul Champagne looks at that guy and is like, he's disgusting. I'm more upper crust by comparison. I've never gotten his opinion on Norm Summerton. We might have to do that at some point, but we know what he thinks of Unk Shine, and he is not a fan. That would be a wild matchup later on in the bracket here if they got together and went at it. Oh boy, we got a vote here for Unk Shine. It looks like Potato says banana split. DJ, just let me eat ya with some pecans. Oh boy, leave it to OnlyFans. Aye aye aye. We're going to use the booty. I mean, is this a big win for Unk Shine? I really thought Norm Summerton was going to win this one. Any thoughts, Cougar, on the voting?
Are you going?
This one looks really close.
You're tabulating. Down here we got a Norm Summerton. Yeah. Little pig getting a vote right there. Just let me eat you. I mean, this one's tough, my man. I'm going to need you to make a call for me on this one because, ooh, this one says pig. I mean, I think we're going to have to go to the official official's decision. Oh, my God, this is tough.
This is down to the wire, it looks like.
Down to the wire. It's going to come to an overtime win. Get your votes in. Unkshine, Unkshine. Do we give it to, ooh, this is Ryan, the president of your mom's house, says Team Norm. Is that the deciding vote? Meanwhile, Heather says, Unk, we got everyone. We even got the staff divided on this one. Oh, boy, what a barn
burner.
Last
minute. Oh, we got a lot of Unkshine votes right now. Oh, man,
I said, do we make Ryan the deciding vote? No, no, no. That was three. Excuse me. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Unkshine, I think, is... I mean, it's just maybe because of the late votes here. The chat is going nuts. Ban Ryan. It's a really difficult decision. You're right, Eric. It's a wildly difficult decision. But we got to make a decision. What do you think, Cougar? You're the referee, if you will. You're making the official decision. I know you're going to think people are going to get mad at you, but you're not. It's tough. We got to come up with one.
I'm used to it. I
voted several times, says Potato.
See, we're not considering that as a several votes, but I think I want to give it to Unkshine.
Unkshine moving on, folks. Unkshine moving on. Now, you're going to have to update me when we get to the second round because I don't have a filled-in bracket. You're going to have to update me who's against who, okay? And it'll be much quicker, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, we have, oh, boy, Leo, a.k.a. Ed Asner, and the Four Strokes guy. I mean, does it get – it's only getting harder, it seems, at the end of the day. Oh, my Lord. Do we have a clip of one of these folks? Let me see here. Josh, let's go into my old – clips here and see. Behind the Gene Show at gmail.com, folks. Do give your feedback if you're watching this on replay. I'd really like to hear from you. Oh, the Four Strokes guy. Let's play him, shall we? There we go.
My brother didn't believe me. But when he smoked with me, he pulled out his dick. I couldn't believe how big his dick was. He jacked off in four strokes and shot the most cum he's ever shot in his life. He's only 49, and he's fine. He has no neuropathy problems at all. But his dick gets even harder and thicker and even more cum. He believes me now.
There he is, the Four Strokes guy, a classic. One of the very first cool guys, dare I say. But he's going up against one that, boy, oh, boy, how many months upon months? I wish there was a way to tell and calculate how many episodes that good old Leo gave us so many laughs for, you know? I think if you're chalking it up to that, I think, you know, Leo, a.k.a. Ed Asner, the winner. Now, it says in here, it said many people were like, no contest, blah, blah, blah. But after I played the clip, I've gotten a lot more votes for the Four Strokes man. Eric says he says no contest here, but I'm not sure which side he's on because Corey Sanchez says Four Strokes. We've got Ed Asner over here. That's from Chad. And then Don't Be Shy. I assume that is going to be a Ed Asner vote right there. Let me get that booty. That's back to Unkshine. We're still that Taylor wants justice for Unkshine at the end of the day. It's normal size. Another Ed Asner. Four strokes from Kyle C. Oh, boy. Let's see what else we got. My grandmother told me it's Leo. That Thomas Martinez says that. Ed from Lauren here. Four strokes from Eric. He goes, no contest. And then he says four strokes. I'd say it's quite the contest at the end of the day. It is quite the contest. It's not that big. That's from DJ Jones. I'd say that's a vote for Ed. RJ's got Ed Asner as well. Potatoes got four strokes, a little bit back and forth, but from my eye, and granted, I only have one, I would venture to guess that Ed Asner's gotten the most votes. Is that true, Cougar?
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me, too.
All righty. So
That brings up to our final first round matchup now. Garth Brooks, and this is the two stroke, or the two stroke, the two seed. Uncle Terry is the two seed. Now that one, again, another one of our very early cool guys, Uncle Terry, but he was very short-lived. Remember, he lost us the McDonald's sponsorship upon playing his wonderful video. And I don't believe, let's just make sure that we aren't missing a Uncle Terry clip in here.
There should be one in there, yeah.
Ooh, there is one. Okay, let's get into it. Da-da-dee-ya-da-da. Uncle Terry, don't get behind the jeans canceled, Uncle Terry. Let's see it.
When you use the cordless...
Remember Uncle Terry? Aw, I'm having flashbacks. A little behind the jeans on this one. This was like, I think, our second day, like, filming in the studio in Los Angeles. I think it was like, you know, we just had the brand new set made. The lighting was all weird. The paint was weird. It looked like McDonald's. They sponsored it after all. And then we had played Uncle Terry and boom, it changed. So, I mean, it was a very rare occurrence and it was almost like a shooting star. It blasted across the night sky and we all took it in at once. It was like everyone collectively saw a shooting star.
You get a really fun toy.
Oh, that was nice. I thought we were going to get to watch him do it a little bit there, Cougar, but that's okay. I'm glad we didn't. I don't want to get our show taken off the way that the McDonald's... I don't want us to lose sponsors.
Oh, yeah, we got
program.
Plenty of those we got to consider.
Yes, of course. So now we're on to the second round. Oh, first we have to do the vote. I'm sorry, duh. I'm thinking, here I am reminiscing about Uncle Terry, and I'm not even thinking about Garth Brooks being a low seed sneaking in. Of course, we've gotten many laughs about Garth Brooks. I think the thing about Garth Brooks is it's a little serious for me. You know, the rest of these cool guys, they're fun, they're happy-go-lucky, they're just trying to get their nuts off. They're trying to just come, most of them. Garth Brooks is a murderer, and that's why, allegedly, and that's why I think it's a little scarier. I would hope the fans appreciate Uncle Terry a little bit more than they would Garth Brooks. And we have a few votes here. Lauren says Uncle Terry. This look that's like submarine equipment, says Stangeron. Yeah, hey, you need some real high pressure, high velocity, high quality stuff for Uncle Terry to get his fucking dick off. Uncle Terry says Kal-El. All right, I like that. Uh-oh, that's a Garth Brooks. This is a Garth Brooks vote, says Sean. Eric says, allegedly, ha ha ha. Yeah, no, allegedly, for sure. Gotta throw that in there. Can't just say random shit. Okay. Jorge, a.k.a. Mr. Clavicles, Uncle Terry's so cool. He sure is. Oh, and here's I Make Plays 1.0 saying that Uncle Terry was the time that they switched over from listening to video. I wonder where everybody's markation of that is. When did you get on the video? What was the cool guy who inspired you to do that? I think that counts for multiple votes. Uncle Terry wins this one. Oh boy, we got a Garth Brooks here from Steve. Allie says Uncle Terry. Oops, I clicked the wrong one. Uncle Terry. Mr. Yearwood from Thomas coming in late with that vote. Uncle Terry is a real professional, says Taylor. We've got Gains for Days, that from Sean OB. That's, of course, Garth Brooks' alter ego, if you don't know. Uncle Terry from RJ. It's all about the video. It is indeed. So I'm going to think Uncle Terry took this one. Am I wrong, Cougar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a no contest.
All right. Now we can go through the next couple of rounds a little bit quicker because we have RPC, of course, up against... The King, correct? Or was it Benadryl guy? Which one won that one? I can't recall.
That was the King. I sent you the next round.
Oh, you know, I'm not going to be able to pull that. I'm just going to need you to tell me. All right. The King is playing up against... I wish I could just watch it get filled in as it goes. Yeah. I wish I could fill it in, too. I thought I could. I thought I had the ability on here, and I don't. And instead of trying to figure it out, I thought we'd just do it this way so I can go through it with you a little bit easier. So the King is against RPC.
Yes.
And that's a tough matchup because RPC, of course, classic. Everybody, yeah, it doesn't, everyone's going RPC. The Officer Cum Dump, RPC. We got Officer Cum Dump here from Test Tickle, RPC, RPC. I mean, everybody's voting RPC. He's moving on quite quick. Doesn't matter. RPC, exactly. I have a feeling RPC, the Yukon of this, going deep, deep into the category here. The next one, of course, was Fed Smoker moving on. Another just juggernaut, and we might have to see Fed Smoker versus RPC coming up here, which would be crazy. So Fed Smoker versus, it looks like Tony Johns. I keep saying Tommy because of the surgery. Tony Johns versus Fed Smoker. I think this one's going to be obvious as well. Fed Smoker, it's going to be, when we come up to the fucking third round, though, that's going to be a tough one, and I'm looking forward to it. Fed Smoker's running away with the votes here, of course. We've got regular human girl. I love that. Regular human girl, my favorite name in all of all the chatters. Little Bowner says Fed Smoker. Eric says Fed Smoker. We got Fed Smoker for days here. Look at this, folks.
All right, everybody. So Fed Smoker to the next round?
Sure does. We're following Proto.
Final four.
Down to the final four. And then next up we have, moving forward on this one was...
Good Morning Julia.
Good Morning Julia versus Unc Shine. What a pairing. I'd love for those two to make content together. Good Morning Julia. And then he's in the back. He's like, aye, aye, aye. And I'm trying to fucking... They have different tactics when it comes to picking up women. That's for damn sure. Unc Shine, a little more brazen. The brazenness of Good Morning Julia... that is of Joe from Good Morning Julia. It's a little different type of brazen. They're both brazen at the end of the day, I guess you could say. Unc Shine says True Bowl says Unc Shine. Lauren says Joe from Good Morning Julia. Potato says Joe. Stanktron says Unc. I mean, we got a little bit of all over the board here. A little Bowner, a little I action. Oh boy, let's see. Good Morning Julia right here. I'll never stop loving Joe, says Zachary Greenways. I mean, the votes are coming in heavy and hot, but I can't tell who is in the lead. I mean, Unc Shine just got a whole bunch. What are we thinking, Cougar?
Is Unc Shine the Cinderella story?
You think Unc Shine moves forward, huh? He's beating out Good Morning Julia. I think so, too. I mean, it's very tough, Stanktron. It is very tough, but we have to do it. And perhaps if you're watching this at home on the replay and, you know, you're thinking, you're yelling at your screen like, how could they vote for this? How could they do this? I'm so enraged. Well, get to behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. Please to be letting us know. And maybe you join the chat next time so you can give your two cents. What do you say? Become a member. How about it? All right. So it looks like we're going to have Unc Shine move on, yeah?
Yeah, looks like it.
All righty. And then the next matchup, tell me what that one was, please. Norm Summerton? Oh, no, it was...
Uncle Terry and Leo.
Uncle Terry and Leo. Oh, boy, this is tough because I have a soft place in my heart for Uncle Terry. What happened here? Did you lose me? There we go. I have a special place in my heart for Uncle Terry. So this is a tough matchup, this final one. Leo, we got a vote for Leo right there. Just because Uncle Terry is one of my favorites doesn't mean it has to be one of yours. But though Lauren does have a vote for that, the people who watch the replay use washcloths. Well, that's for sure, DJ Jones. That's for sure. The only time I use a washcloth, clean my butthole. Because I don't want to put my fingers in there. Just a little two cents on my end. Leo from Testicle. Don't be stingy from Trouble. That's definitely a Leo vote. Sorry, Leo's going to beat Uncle Terry. Yes, I would imagine that's going to be the case. I was just saying for my own personal. Leo. Terry is missing after the first round matchup. Yes, I agree. I mean, the body of work from Uncle Terry is... a lot less. So I did see this one coming, I must say. So it looks like Leo will be moving to the next round there, Cougar. And now we get into the nitty-gritty. Final four.
All right.
pleased to be letting me know who the final four is. We've got RPC,
Fed Smoker, Unkstein, and Leo.
I mean, this is a hell of a final four. If you were to dictate it, I mean, this is kind of how it would go down. Now we have two very, very difficult decisions, perhaps three as we get to the finals. But first up, RPC versus Fed Smoker. This is like two titans coming together. This is insane. I don't know exactly who I would even pick. Fed Smoker, of course, has just a longer breadth of work, and RPC a little more finite, but at the same time, went to his house multiple times. I went there. Dr. Drew went there. Tom went to visit him in New York City. He's been a part of live shows. Fed Smoker died before we could bring him into our world. And maybe he wins it like Heath Ledger here. Maybe he moves forward Heath Ledger style because of what perhaps the work that he did, but the work that he could have done. And I haven't been, I mean, the chat is fast and furious here. We've got touch my vote through the phone. That's from Steve. RIP Fed Smoker, Zachary Greenway. We've got a few RPC votes too. Don't forget, regular human girl, RPC. Ugh, you got me. I'm team RPC. That's from Force Nutter. I've changed his mind through my thoughts in making his vote. Fed Smoker says testicle. Falcon Car Wash, that's a vote for Fed Smoker. I don't know how to feel. That from Stinktron. It is so hard. And there's really nothing you can do other than just rip the Band-Aid off and make a decision. And poor Cougar has to be the one that has to discern through these votes. This is, says Leo. That's not, he's not even up for this one yet.
That's a different matchup.
Yeah, he's down the road. I guess we know who's going to be voting for Leo in the next one here. Jeep and Reef is all about Leo. Fed. That from Sean OB. Fed Smoker was the true road warrior. Wait, what does winner mean? The winner is, that's a good point. That's a good point. If we're going by the metrics that Two Bears, One Cave used when they did their March Madness bracket, which one of these are we fucking? That's really what we're getting to the bottom of here. Who are we fucking? But it also could just be, who do you appreciate the most? Ergo, who are you fucking based off your appreciation in fandom? It's not that big. Yeah, we know Leo, I mean, Leo could come out with this thing the way that people are still waving his flag in the chat. Fed Smoker here from Chad. We got Fed Smoker from Stanktron. All right, Cougar, what is the decision? I think it's Fed Smoker beating RPC.
It feels
RPC.
Like it's Fed Smoker, yeah.
Man, it breaks my margin. It breaks the Roach's heart, by the way, to see RPC go out in the final four, but such is, the people have voted. Fed Smoker never called Tom a baloney head or whatever either, right? He hasn't turned on your mom's house because he died before he could. But you know he would have.
He said some sweet things, though.
Who's, oh, RPC, of course. RPC is like he changes like the wind blows, you know? Whichever way the wind blows and how he feels that day, he wears his heart on his sleeve, and we love him for it. So, Fed Smoker moving on to the finals. And then, of course, we have Leo and who is the other finalist? I can't recall off the top of my head. Unkstein. Aye, aye, aye. How could I forget? Eat me, baby, three times or what have you. Oh, boy. Unkstein versus Leo. I think we know who's going to win this one. This one, I think, could very well be a runaway. But get into the chat. Let us know. We've got two more votes. We got this, and then we got our finals. Unkstein says Potato. Oh, boy. Potato, what a name, by the way. How'd you get Potato on YouTube? That's got to be, that was like, boom. You must have had YouTube for years. Unkstein from Stanktron. We got a Leo from Lauren. It's normal size. That's a Leo from Sean. Unkshine's got a couple. I mean, maybe I discounted the fact that this could be a close one. We got another Leo. That from Josh. Leo here from Scott. Oh, boy. Here they're all coming in fast and furious now. Leo, Unkshine, Leonardo. Half a circumcision gets my vote. What's half a circumcision? I'm not sure I remember that reference. Anybody? Gimme Unk. Another Unk. It's time to get that bootay. That is an Unc Shine. I think Unc Shine takes it. I really thought Leo was going to walk away with this one, the way that people were all about Leo, but I think Unc Shine has taken the cake on this one. Am I wrong?
I don't know. It's this one is really.
Oh, you're watching the chat a little more closer than I am able to. So,
I mean, I want to say Unc Shine, but there's a few more Leos.
Seems more Leo, says Potato. It's not that big of a lead.
It's normal sized.
It's normal size. So I guess we're going to go with Leo. Chad says there, it's tough because both know what they want and aren't afraid to ask for it. Yes, this is tough. He vote this. So Potato is being unbiased. He said he voted for Unc Shine, but it looks like more Leo in the chat. And I think that's what you were saying as well, there, Cougar.
Yep, and now we're down to the finals.
It's Leo versus Fed Smoker. Oh, boy. Now, one is very sweet, wants to see where it spits. He wants to, just take good care of you. He wants you to take good care of him as well. Fed Smoker is ripping his teeth out with pliers. He is causing confrontations with uniformed officials of all sorts. He is making scenes at gas stations. Which is more your vibe? You've got Fed Smoker. You've got Leo. Final vote. Who will be the crown champion?
Who's following Proto?
That's right. You've done it, buddy. You didn't follow Proto. That sounds like a Fed Smoker fan if I ever heard of one. Forrest Nutter says, Leo, Fed Smoker, touches his teen through the fence. Who will win? Was that supposed to be Ween or Peen? Vote now. Yes, indeed. Please vote. Heather's got Fed Smoker. We've got you. You're done, bud. That seems like a Fed Smoker. You're done, bud. Yep. Mm-hmm. A lot of Fed Smoker stuff here. Grits teeth. You gotta follow Proto, pal. Nadav was always great at the Fed Smoker impression. Keep feathering it, Tess says testicle. So that's another, he's given us so many catchphrases that I forget some of them. Keep feathering it. I go, oh, yeah, Fed Smoker did keep feathering it. Follow Proto. Ta-ta there, retard. How could we forget that? How'd you get a job here, fuckface? So many. Now, the other gentleman, Leo, has given us a bunch as well. And, of course, many folks have watched him over the years and gotten to witness his wonderful videos, and we found out that he also, that this is too, I can never say the word there, Cougar, but posthumous, what's that word? You know what I'm talking about?
Posthumous?
Yeah, when they die, and then it's they get an award after they die.
Yeah.
Ta-ta there indeed, says Sean Obi. I mean, it looks like this is a Fed Smoker win by a mile.
Yeah. Leo, you know, he was great. He was wonderful. But I think it's obvious.
It is obvious indeed. So, you know, fill out that bracket there, Cougar. We'll post it up along with the episode tomorrow. You guys all, thank you to the members in the chat for helping us out and going through that with us. And pleased to be letting us know if there's any mistakes that we made. I'm sure you'll love lots of hate coming from all over the United States about this outcome, I'm imagining. Behind the Gene Show at gmail.com. Behind the Gene Show at gmail.com. That's where you can send all of the things in, whether it be some suggestions for In the Vault. We'll do that segment again. I hope you enjoyed my little tour I gave you. There's the sound of the vault. Got to lock it up. Lock it up for another week. Please let us know if there's anything you want to see from Classic Jeans or what have you. If there's a guest you want to see, Behind the Jeans Show at gmail.com. Want to show you one other thing. I'm out on the road. I would love for you to come see me out on the road. We're going to be in Huntsville, Alabama, April 26th and 27th. May, Seattle, May 3rd. Chicago, Illinois, 5 shows there, the 17th and 18th of May. Going to be in Washington, D.C., May 30th. May 31st, we're going to be at the Emmaus Theater with Tim Butterly in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Lots of June, lots of July, lots of August, all the way through to September. So go to thejoshpotter.com, thejoshpotter.com, and buy some tickets. Other than that, thank you for watching. If you watched it live, please become a member if you didn't watch it live. And if you're watching the replay and you're like, I want to get in on the fun, we'll just join up and you'll be all set. We'll see you next Wednesday live, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Behind the Jeans.
This is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
Your mom motherfucking stands.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And
Christina Pajitsky.
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Bounce, 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 b